Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite numbers as they are standing at the moment. In Kansas City, March wheat at 748 down 8, May 746 down 10, and July at 751 down 10. March wheat in Chicago, 704 and a half down 8 and 3 quarters, May 709 and 3 quarters down 10 and 3 quarters, and July 711 and a quarter down 11. March corn, 726 and a quarter up 2, May 708 and a half unchanged, July 686 and a half down a half, September 582 down and a half, down 1 and 3 quarters, and December at 555 down 1 and 3 quarters. March beans 1469 and 3 quarters up 5 and a quarter, May 1445 and a quarter up 1 and 3 quarters, July 1428 and a half up 1 and a quarter, and November at 1261 and 3 quarters up a half. March soybean meal 426.80 down 50, make that down 5. And now 50, yes, and May at 428.20 down 110. March soybean oil 49.66 down now up 19, and May at 49.92 up 25. April live cattle 130 even up a nickel. March feeders at 141.57 and a half up 2.5, and April lean hogs are 80.90 and they are down 22.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Quick programming note, there's been some people calling in and wondering if the weather, the potential for nasty weather, will cancel tomorrow's all-day Ag Outlook meeting. The answer right now is no. We are planning on having the meeting and going on with the schedule as planned. And a reminder, you must have a ticket in order to get in the building. So if you were thinking of coming and you haven't purchased your tickets yet, you'll go ahead and stay home and maybe pick it off the web in a few days. Let's go ahead and bring in Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Tomorrow's event, big day, and I suppose we'll come away with several ideas about how to can look at marketing our crops moving forward.
Wow, I can't believe it's that time to do the meeting again already. It's really gone fast, but we're excited. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of ideas presented, so I imagine you need to take good notes, because by the end of the day, I bet everyone's heads are spinning which way or what to do for, say, with so much information that's going to be presented. We'll see how the information flows. I know from our standpoint of view, we want to promote the idea of risk management. When you look forward into this new crop marketing year, there is some downside risk. And that's sort of what the market's been telling us. We got the tail of two crops. We got a tight old crop situation and an optimistic outlook for the new crop production day.
Well, let's break it up and talk about both for just a second. Let's look at the old crop first. Futures are being led by basis. Basis has been red hot. It's been at some historical levels in some geographical locations. So the question is, does that hot basis continue? If so, how long? And will futures, and I'm thinking primarily corn and old crop, have to do some heavy lifting going into the July time frame as we move into this from the spring into the summer?
Well, I don't know about real heavy lifting, but I think it's going to stay firm somewhat. For ones who like speculative trades, some good risk-reward potential, we believe the bull spread's going to work here going into the spring. like you say, the cash is the leader. These bids vary from location to location. And we feel the old crop's going to remain halfway firm in through here until we get into the spring, until we see where the end users are. For the most part, some of them are fairly well covered into this May-June time window, and they're going to have to extend that coverage later on as we move into mid to late summer. And others continue to buy hand and mouth. So it's going to be a interesting market here. This corn market is the opposite of the wheat market we saw not too long ago, where cash was actually $2 discount to the board. So it's a good situation for those who still have cash on hand. They like to hear this news. And also, too, it reinstates the theory or the idea in your marketing plan to stay flexible on the cash side of the equation. You know, if you're one that's not actually having to be locked into one location, this is a prime example how you may be using, you know, a paper hedge position to keep the cash side open so you can take advantage of the situation we're seeing.
Quarterly grain stocks reports just around the corner as well, and that one's really going to be looked at hard. But Kurt, it will not tell us how much of the crop that is in commercial hands has some aflatoxin issues, and it seems to me that if there's any significant part of the crop still to be sold that has to be blended off, we really need to get that corn crop into the ground as quickly as we can.
And that's going to happen here in the South. You know, they're looking at a little better weather, better forecast than we are. Maybe a little too wet in some areas. Mm-hmm. But that's the main thing. When you go back to a year ago, you know, we were talking about 80 degrees and short sleeve shorts weather,
right?
Particularly this year, if the snow cover, you know, it's not like last year. But there's been many times we've gone to the Outlook meeting there in Covington, and it's been tricky due to ice, snow, sleet,
yes,
adverse cold weather. So we'll see how this weather forecast pans out going into late March, but the main thing is the South is going to be under the gun to get in the field first.
Some thoughts about soybeans?
Continue to see the old crop hold its premium here. The world market's still anxious for the beans to come out of the Southern Hemisphere. They will come out of the Southern Hemisphere, but in the meantime, we're going to continue to see the bull spread work in the beans. And we feel that bull spread is going to continue until we go into this May-June time window, Dave.
What is the risk to the downside in both corns and beans in new crop flat price?
New crop, I think overall downside risk would be this 450 level basis December 2013 futures and the November soybean futures contract down to this $11 benchmark. A lot of people write that down and say, I want to see if you're right or not. But that's the risk, barring, you know, everything's normal and things won't be normal. So
right,
that's going to be subject to change as we move. But, you know, unless this world demand picks up, domestic demand picks up, we feel that's pretty well the risk right now. When you look at the outlook on the supply-demand balance sheet, just about everybody's plugged in bigger demand for next year. But what if that bigger demand doesn't materialize?
And it takes a little bit longer because demand destruction does take some time to replace often.
That's the problem here. The end user got comfortable with substitutions, taking downtime for the first time in history on a large scale. The end user said, I don't think so.
Thank you much, Chris.
Sure.
I mean, Kurt.
Dave, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you, Kurt. That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. In Chicago, March corn at 725 and three quarters, up 1.5. July at 685 and three quarters, down 1.25. And December at 555, down 1.75. March beans, 1471 and a half, up 7. July, 1429, up 1.75. And November are 1261 and three quarters, up 0.5 in the products. March soybean meal is 426.90. The May is 428. Go back and pick up the May soybean contract at 1445 and a quarter, up 1.75, and the May corn contract at 707 and a half, and it is down 1. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.